Great. Good afternoon. I have the honour of chairing the safety hour this week. I'm presently located in Basingstoke Rock in room 1.3, should you be present in the building and wish to participate. Okay. We'll launch first off into the incidents reviews that took place last week, starting with an incident at Southfields that happened on the 15th of the 5th. We had a cafe spad on Whiskey 367, which is part of the LUL, a London Underground service, 2172, reported passing Whiskey 367 signal at danger, without authority by half a coach, and the driver admitted he was at fault. Upon investigation, it was identified that the driver had 4 seconds of warning time due to the level of foliage, and the foliage was dealt with by the LUL contractors, and it will be investigated by LUL management. Just conscious that we've had a few foliage incidents, and there is some further review of how we are dealing with it within Network Rail taking place in the background. Okay. Moving on then, we had a staff accident on the 18th of the 5th at Lenfei Level Crossing, and I apologise if I mispronounced that, but that's not one I've come across before. A works delivery technician was one of four loading a trolley onto a flatbed lorry. One of the team slipped and the trolley hit the individual on the side of the head. He initially felt okay, but on the drive home he had to pull over and was sick, which would indicate he obviously had been hit with some degree of force and therefore was probably a very lucky man. In addition to this, some of his teeth felt loose after the impact and he visited hospital. The hospital took some x-rays of his neck and there was, however, nothing untoward found. The doctor suspected whiplash and possible concussion, again indicating that he was hit with some force. He was prescribed painkillers and advised to rest. The golden arrow was applied and this accident became a lost time injury. Again, I think it's highlighting the importance of obviously ensuring you've got safe footing and that we move heavy objects using correct manual handling processes. I'm not saying that that wasn't taking place, I'm just saying that obviously it's the importance of ensuring it takes place robustly all the time. Because a trolley is not a light item, and it must have come as some surprise and a heck of a lot of shock involved in that incident. Okay, we'll move on then. 19th of the 5th, we had an incident at Dorchester South, and it was a safety of the lane issue with one Whiskey 12. One Whiskey 12 was stopped by the Bournemouth Mobile Operation Manager with a red flag due to their vehicle being... coming stuck within 3 to 4 feet away from the track. That would indicate the mom's vehicle has become stuck.
Mom tried to turn around.
Okay.
Become stuck.
Yeah. But then, just for information, I have Brad Smith in the room with me now, who was obviously updating me on the commentary there. The mom had been carrying out some of the routine checks on the narrow roadway on the upside towards the relay room. When the mom went to turn their vehicle around, they were conscious of a steep embankment behind them, which had hindered their ability to carry out the manoeuvre. So I think there's some investigation we'll have to go into whether or not there is a suitable turning circle.
We don't have all the information at time, so the information will come clear next week, I suppose.
Okay. We shall move on then. 19th of 5th, 2017 at Petersfield, another vehicle accident. An outer signalling engineer was reversing out of a car parking space at the station when the vehicle bumped into a bollard. It was very rainy at the time and it was thought that the vehicle had hit a curb. Upon inspection, there was slight damage to the vehicle but no injuries sustained. As there were no staff injuries, only a 6-hour update was provided using the golden hour process. Okay, so that's the sum total of the incidents that have been recorded within here. And at that stage, unless there are any questions, which I will I'll take the questions at the end if people should have any. What I'm going to move on to is probably quite emotive subject, which, bearing in mind today's events, or sorry, yesterday's events, and it's in regards to the security alert we've had within the country. There was an email came out from ICC in regards to this, and it's in regard to the current threat level of severe that we have within that we need to take account of. During this time, we would just urge people who are out and about on the line side to be extra vigilant and to apply the HOT process. For those of you who are not aware of that, there is a briefing that can be had from your line manager. So some of the questions to take into account there is, if you see somebody that you think is acting suspiciously, is to review what are they doing, why, how are they behaving, are they acting alone or with others, and what type of threat would you believe they could be posing, that's obviously to themselves or to nearby people. Now the HOT protocol involves, if you find suspicious objects, the questions are, has a deliberate attempt been made to hide the item? Does the item have an obvious suspicious characteristic? And is the item typical of what you would expect to find in this location? And to an extent, it's highlighting that within our roles, we all have a role to play within keeping everybody safe. Okay, I'm not going to attempt at this stage to water down that message or to dwell on anything else. What I would like to do is to open the call up for people to ask any questions in regards to that topic that we've just very briefly covered, or in regards to anything that has previously been discussed on the safety hour. And Anna, if you could open the call up to questions, please.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star then 1 in your telephone, record your name, and then press the hash key. If you then decide to video your question, simply key star and then 2. So just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then 1 in your telephone, record your name, and then press the hash key. Currently, we don't have any incoming questions.
Okay, I'll leave it another minute or so for people to decide if they want to ask something.
Ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then 1 on your telephone, record your name, and then press the hash key. Currently, we don't have any incoming questions.
Okay, in that regard, I'll sum it up then. So, in my career, which I've been around for far too long now, I would point out we have had several incidents where suspicious objects have been found on our infrastructure. So, I do, as I said, I will reiterate the urge for everybody to be exceedingly careful out there. And stay safe, and in the case if we have no further questions, I will...
No, we don't. No, we don't have any incoming questions.
I leave it at that then. Okay. Thank you very much. And we'll close the conference call then, please.